and welcome to Maplewood Barn Radio Theater. Come on in and sit a while. Relax. Put your feet up while we tell you a story. For this week's broadcast of our new KBIA show, we've chosen an adaptation of a historical and sometimes hysterical comedy by Philip Moeller. Helena's Husband was the very first production at New York's famous Washington Square Playhouse, way back in 1915. It provides a comic explanation to the serious question, how do wars, in this case the Trojan War, get started anyway? Now, let's all enjoy Helena's Husband. Intense sunlight floods the royal quarters of the ancient palace in Sparta. Helena the Queen luxuriates as her slave, Sumu, administers an oil massage.
Oh, easy on the left shoulder. There's no doubt about it.
Analyticus says there is much doubt about all things.
Never mind what he says. I envy you your complexion.
Oh no, Your Majesty. Whom the Queen envies should beware.
Get up, Sumu. You make me nervous groveling about like that.
Why does the great Queen envy Sumu?
I envy you, because you can run about and never worry about how you look.
The radiant beauty of the queen is unspoilable.
That's just what's worrying me, Sumu. When beauty is as perfect as mine, the slightest jar may mean a jolt. Just look at my reflection in the king's shield. Ugh, the king's shield is tarnished. I can't see myself as well as I would like to. My beauty is wondrous to behold, even to myself. Menelaus has been too long out of battle. If only he went to war, he'd have to have it polished.
The gods will keep Sparta free from strife.
I'll have you beaten if you assume that prophetic tone with me. There's one thing I can't stand, and it's a know-it-all.
The king is a lover of peace.
The king is a lover of comfort. Have you noticed that he spends more time in the library than he used to?
He is busy with questions of state.
You know perfectly well that when anything's the matter with government, it's always straightened out by underlings. Finish my shoulder. More oil. Ugh. I doubt if there is finer skin in this entire world. The touch of deep carmine right here in the center of my lips was a wonderful idea.
An inspiration of the gods.
Gods had nothing to do with it. I copied it from a low woman I saw at the circus. I can't understand how these gypsies have such good ideas.
If Your Majesty doesn't sit still, I may pinch you.
If you bruise my perfect flesh, the king will kill you. My beauty is his religion. He can sit for hours, as if at prayer, just examining the arch of my foot. Sumu, you may kiss my foot.
May the gods make me worthy of your kindness.
That's enough. No toe-sucking. Sumu, are you married?
I've been so busy having babies, I never had time to get married.
It's a great disillusionment.
What, Your Grace?
Oh, I'm not complaining. Mumu is the best of husbands, but being adored too much is trying. I think I'll wear my heliotrope this afternoon.
They are changing the guards at the gates of the palace. It's almost time for your bath.
You take good care of me, Sumu. As does Mumu.
Precious things need precious guarding.
It's very short-sighted on Mumu's part to send everybody to the galleys that dares lift a head when I pass by. And all those nice-looking soldiers. Why, the only men I ever see besides Mumu are Analyticus and a lot of useless eunuchs.
Oh, those eunuchs.
I wish.
You have but to speak your desire to the king.
Sumu! How can you think of such a thing? I'm not a bad woman.
He would die for you.
Do you think so, Sumu?
All Sparta knows that His Majesty is a lover of peace, and yet he would rush into battle to save you.
I should love to have two men fighting for me.
May Zeus turn a deaf ear to your voice.
Don't be impertinent, Sumu. I've got to have some sort of amusement.
You've only to wait till next week, and you can see another of the priestesses sacrificed to Diana.
That doesn't interest me any longer. The girls are positively beginning to like it. No! My mind is set on war.
Oh, I have 5 fathers of my children to lose.
War or...
Have I been so long your slave that I no longer know your wish?
Well, I should like to have a lover.
Your Highness! The king and Analyticus are in the next room. Gods grant they didn't hear you.
Don't be alarmed, Sumu. Analyticus is over 80. Oh, here comes the great king now.
I wish you wouldn't address me in that fashion. A king might at least expect a modicum of respect in his own palace.
Sumu, see if my bath is ready. You used to not mind me teasing you a bit, Mumu.
How many times must I tell you my name is Menelaus? It isn't Mumu.
I'll never do it again, Mumu.
Your laugh gets on my nerves. It's louder than it used to be.
If you wish it, I'll never, never laugh again.
You've promised that too often.
Things are not as they used to be.
Oh, are you going to start that again?
I suppose you'd like me to be still and sad.
Is it too much to ask that you be still and happy?
Don't treat me cruelly, Mumu. You don't understand me. No man ever really understands a woman. There are terrible depths to my nature. I had a long talk with Dr. Asclepius only last week, and he told me I'm too introspective. It's the curse of us emotional women. I'm really quite worried, but much you care. Much you care. I'm sure you don't love me anymore, Mumu. No, no, don't answer me. If you did, you couldn't speak to me the way you do. I've never wronged you, in deed or in thought. No, never. Never. I've given up my hopes and aspirations because I knew you wanted me around you. And now, now, because I've neglected my beauty and because I'm old and ugly, you regret that Ulysses or Agamemnon didn't marry me when you all wanted me. And I know you cursed the day you ever saw me.
Well, are you done?
No. I could say a great deal more, but I'm not a talkative woman.
Your Majesty, are we to read no longer today?
Analyticus, be gone. I have something to say to the king.
No, no, say. You are a wise man and will understand the wisdom of the queen.
Helena is as wise as she is beautiful.
She is attempting to prove to me in 1,000 words that she is a silent woman.
Women are seldom silent. Their beauty is forever speaking for them.
The years have, indeed, taught you wisdom.
The almond water awaits, Your Majesty.
Mumu. Well, Sumu, the king is obviously bored with my presence. Come, I think after all I'll wear my Sicily blue.
Shall we go back to the library?
My mind is unhinged again. That woman with her endless protestations.
I'm sorry, the poets no longer divert you.
A little poetry is always too much.
Tomorrow we will try the historians.
No, no, not the historians. I want the truth for a change.
The truth?
Where in books can I find escape from the grim reality of being hitched for life to such a wife? She is unbearable.
Philosophy teaches...
Why have the gods made woman necessary to man, only to make them look foolish?
For 70 years, I have been contemplating the problem of woman, and even at my age,
oh, give it up, old man. The answer is, don't.
Such endless variety, and yet...
There are only 2 sorts of women, shrews and servants.
Is not Penelope, the model wife of your cousin Ulysses, an exception?
Duty is the refuge of the unbeautiful. She is as commonplace as she is ugly. Why didn't he marry Helen when we all wanted her? He was too wise for that. He's the only man I've ever known who seems able to direct destiny.
You should not blame the gods for a lack of will.
Will? Heaven knows I don't lack the will to rid myself of this painted puppet. But where is the instrument ready to my hand?
Who are you?
An adventurer.
Then you have reached the end of your story. In a moment you will die.
I have no faith in prophets.
The soldiers of the king will give you faith. Don't you know that it means death for any man to enter the apartments of the queen?
Oh, so you're a couple of eunuchs.
Enough! Guards!
No, no. Wait, Analyticus.
The queen's quarters. Finally I'm where I want to be. It's taken me a long while, but I knew I'd get here. Where's the queen?
Where do you come from?
From the hills. I had come down into the marketplace to sell my sheep. I had my hood filled with apples. They were golden red like 1,000 sunsets.
Oh, you can skip the bucolic details.
At the fair, I met 3 ancient gypsies.
And what do they have to do with you coming here?
You don't seem very patient for a eunuch. Can't I tell my story in my own way? They asked me for the apples I was eating, and I asked them what they'd give for it.
I'm not interested in market quotations.
You take everything so literally. I'm sure you're easily bored.
I am.
The first was to give me all the money she could beg, and the second was to tell me the truth, all the truth she could learn by listening, and the third promised me a pretty girl. So I chose...
You cannot escape by spinning out your tale.
Death is the end of one story and the beginning of another.
Well, come to the point. Which did you choose?
Well, you see, I'd been in the hills for a long while, so I picked the girl.
It would have been better for you if you had chosen wisdom.
I knew you'd say that.
I have spoken truly. In a moment, you will die.
It is because the old have forgotten life that they preach wisdom.
So you chose the girl. Well, go on.
This made the other cronies angry, and when I tossed her the apple, one of the others yelped at me. You may as well seek the Queen of Sparta. She is the fairest of women. And as I turned away, I heard their laughter, but the words had set my heart aflame, and though it cost me my life, I'll follow the adventure.
Haven't we heard enough of this?
No, I want to hear how the story ends. It may amuse the king and ingratiate him to lowly eunuchs such as ourselves.
And on the ship at night, I looked long at the stars and dreamed of possessing Helena. Desire has been my guiding mercury. The fates are with me, and here I am.
The wrath of the king will show you no mercy.
I'm not afraid of the king. He's fat and a fool.
Shall I call the guards?
No. So, you would give your life for a glimpse of the queen?
Yes, my immortal soul, and if the fables tell the truth, the sight will be worth the forfeit.
Then it shall be as you wish.
Venus has smiled on me.
In there, beyond the library, you will find a room with a bath. Wait there till I call you.
Is this some trick to catch me?
Well, a Spartan cannot lie.
What will happen to you if the king hears of this?
I will answer for the king. Go.
As you wish.
Shall I order the boiling oil?
Oil?
Now that he is being prepared for the sacrifice.
Oh, his torture will be greater than being boiled alive.
You'll have him hurled from the walls of the palace to a forest of waiting spears below?
None is so blind as he who sees too much.
Your majesty is subtle in his cruelty.
Haven't the years taught you the cheapness of revenge?
You do not intend to alter destiny.
Never before has destiny been so clear to me.
Then the boy must die.
No. He has been sent by the gods to save me.
Your majesty.
Helena must elope with him.
Ye gods.
I couldn't divorce the queen. That would set a bad example.
Yes, very.
I couldn't desert her. That would be beneath my honor.
Is there no other way?
The king can do no wrong. And besides, I hate the smell of blood. Are you a prophet as well as a scholar? Will she go?
Tonight I shall read the stars.
By tonight, I'll not need you to tell me. Well?
Ethics cite no precedent.
Do you mean to say I'm not justified?
Who can establish the ratio between necessity and desire?
This is no time for language. Just put yourself in my place.
Being you, how can I judge as I?
May you choke on your dialectic. Zeus himself could have stood it no longer.
Have you given her soul a chance to grow?
Her soul. Her soul indeed. It's shut up in her rouge pot. I've done what I had to do, and God's grant the bait may be sweet enough to catch the queen.
If you had diverted yourself with a war or two, you might have forgotten your troubles at home.
I detest dissension of any kind. My dream was perpetual peace in comfortable domesticity with a womanly woman to warm my sandals.
Why, is not the queen...
No. The whole world is but her mirror. And I am expected to face that woman every morning at breakfast for the rest of my life. And by Venus, that's more than even a king can tolerate. Now go call the victim and see that he be left alone with the queen. I will be in my chambers.
Aye, your highness.
And so, as the king conspires to get rid of his queen, let's take a short break. We'll get back to Sparta in just a moment.
Good evening. This is Michael Scott, president of the board of directors for Maplewood Barn Community Theater. Thanks for joining us for our newest production, the Maplewood Barn Radio Theater. Each Friday at this time, you'll be hearing old-time radio stories performed by the same actors you'll see on stage when we welcome you back to the new Maplewood Barn in Nifong Park in the summer of 2012. And now, back to our story on KBIA.
Well, that was a brief trip, wasn't it? While you were gone, the king's advisor, Analyticus, has just had time to shuffle down the palace hallway and, cautiously, stick his head into the queen's private chamber.
Young man, are you there?
What do you think of this robe, my little eunuch friend? I found this in there. It looks good on me, doesn't it? Ah, so you're alone. I suppose that stupid little friend of yours has gone to tell the king. When do I see the queen?
At once! Sumu!
I am here.
I thought the queen was a blonde.
Tell her majesty a stranger awaits her. You should thank the gods for this moment.
You do it for me. I can never remember all their names.
Ah, your majesty. This young stranger has come to see you.
I have the most strange sensation of having seen you before. Something I can't explain.
Please don't bother about all sorts of fine distinctions. Under the influence of Analyticus and my husband, life has become a mess of indecision. I'm a simple, direct woman, and I expect you to say just what you think.
Do you? Very well, then. Fate is impelling me towards you.
Yes, that's much better. So you're a fatalist. It's very Greek. I don't know what our dramatists would do without it.
In my country, there are no dramatists. We are too busy with reality.
Your people must be uncivilized barbarians.
My people are genuine people. There is but one thing we worship.
Don't tell me. It's money?
It's an...
Analyticus says if there weren't money, there wouldn't be any of those ridiculous socialists.
It isn't money. It's sincerity.
I, too, believe in sincerity. It's the loveliest thing in the world.
And the most dangerous.
The truth is never dangerous.
Except when told.
Please, sit with me. Now, you mustn't say such wicked things.
Can your theories survive a test?
Truth is eternal and survives all tests.
No, perhaps after all, your soul is not ready.
Do you mean to say I'm not religious? Religion teaches the meaning of love.
Has it taught you to love your husband?
How dare you speak to me like that?
You see, I was right.
Whatever made you think so?
I've heard people talk of the king. You can never love a man like that.
A woman's first duty is to love her husband.
There is a higher duty than right.
Right is right.
The world has libeled you.
Me? The queen?
You are as wise as you are beautiful.
Why, you hardly know me.
I know you. I better than all men.
You?
Human law has given you to Menelaus, but divine law makes you mine.
What?
I alone appreciate your beauty. I alone can reach your soul. You hate your husband.
Why do you look at me like that?
To see if there's one woman in the world who dares tell the truth.
My husband doesn't understand me.
I knew you detested him.
He never listens to my aspirations.
Egoist.
I'm tired of being only lovely if I see a thing of beauty. He doesn't realize the meaning of spiritual intercourse, of soul communion.
A fool.
You dare call Mumu a fool?
Has he not been too blind to see that your soul outshines your beauty?
I...
He has made you sit upon your wings. You are groping in the darkness. Here, grope a little closer.
Don't be silly. It's very light in here.
You are stumbling, I have come to lead you.
Stop right there! Come no closer. No man but the king can come within 10 feet of me. It's a court tradition.
Necessity knows no tradition. On bended knee I shall come close to you, though the flame of your beauty consumes me.
You'd better be careful what you say to me. Remember, I'm the queen.
No man weighs his words who has but a moment to live.
You said that exactly like an actor. What are you doing now? Why the strange expression?
I am looking into you. You are the clear glass in which I read the secret of the universe.
The secret of the universe? Ugh, perhaps you could understand me.
First, you must understand yourself.
How?
You must break with all this prose and ascend the mountains of love which know no language.
There's nothing like the world, like poetry.
Have you ever heard the poignant breathing of the stars?
No, I don't believe in astrology.
Have you ever smelt the powdery mist of the sun?
I should sneeze myself to death.
Have you ever listened to the sapphire soul of the sea?
Has the sea a soul? But please, don't stop talking. You do it so beautifully.
And deeds are sweeter than words. Shall we go hand in hand to meet eternity?
That's very pretty. Say it again.
There's but a moment of life left me. I shall stifle it in ecstasy. Helena, Helena, I adore you.
You're not making love to me, you naughty boy.
Helena!
You've spoken to me so little, and already you dare to...
I am a lover of life. I skip the inessentials.
Remember who I am.
I have not forgotten. Daughter of heaven. Listen!
Shh! The king and Analyticus are in the library.
No, no, don't you hear the flutter of wings?
Wings?
Venus, mother of love.
What is it?
She has sent her messenger. I hear the patter of little feet.
Those little feet are the soldiers below in the courtyard.
In a moment I shall be killed.
Killed?
Save me and save yourself.
Myself?
I shall rescue you and lead you on to life.
No one has ever spoken to me like that before.
This is the first time your ears have heard the truth.
Was it of you I've been dreaming?
Your dream was but your unrealized desire.
Menelaus has never made me feel like this. Oh, I'm a wicked woman.
No, no.
For years I've been living with a man I didn't love.
Yes, yes.
I'm lost.
No, yes, yes, no.
That was a profanation of the most holy.
The holiest awaits you, Helena. Our love will lighten the Plutonian realms.
Menelaus never spoke to me like that.
'Tis but the first whisper of my adoration.
I can't face them every morning at breakfast for the rest of my life. That's more than even a queen can bear.
I am waiting to release you.
I've stood it for 7 years.
I've been coming to you since the beginning of time.
There is something urging me to go with you, something I do not understand.
Quick, there is but a moment left us.
Sumu, bring me my outer garment and my purse, quickly.
Right away, your majesty.
Helena, oh Helena.
A last word to the king. Here, I will write a note on this papyrus.
You are the fairest of all fair women, and your name will blaze as a symbol throughout eternity.
I will leave the note on the table. Sumu, help me on with my cloak.
As you wish, your grace.
Good. Now, not a word to anyone. Sumu, do you understand?
Yes, your highness, but are you sure?
Have no fear. Your queen is leaving with a prince.
A prince?
My prince of poetry, my deliverer.
My queen of love.
Analyticus!
Has the queen summoned me?
A terrible thing has happened.
What's the matter?
Where's the king?
In the library.
I have news more precious than the gold of Midas.
Well, what is it?
The queen has deserted Menelaus.
Swift are the ways of nature. The gods have smiled upon him.
The gods have forsaken the king to smile upon a prince.
What?
He was a prince.
Why do you say that?
I have good reason to know.
Menelaus!
O king! In thy bottomless agony, blame not a blameless servant. The queen has fled.
Is it true?
Woe, woe is me.
Quick, send a messenger. Find out who he was.
Ye gods, I thank ye. Peace and a happy life at last.
The news is spread through the palace.
No one would dare stop the progress of the queen.
Woe is me. They have gone by the road to the harbor.
Yes, yes.
By the king's order, no man has dared gaze upon her majesty. They all fell prostrate before her.
Good, good. You're dismissed, Sumu.
Very good, sire.
Here is a note, your majesty.
I am not a bad woman. I did what I had to do. How Greek to blame fate for what one wants to do.
A rumor flies through the city. He...
Well, well?
Evil... has fallen on Sparta.
Yes, yes?
He was Paris, Prince of Troy.
Who can read the secret of the fates?
What do you mean?
He is the son of Priam, King of Troy.
And of Hecuba, Queen of the Trojans. And I'm out of a job.
That makes the matter international.
But we have treaties with Troy.
Circumstances alter treaties. They will mean nothing.
Nothing?
No more than a scrap of papyrus. Sparta will fight to regain her queen.
But I don't want her back.
Can you tell that to Sparta? Remember, the king can do no wrong. Last night, I dreamed of war.
Oh, no. No, don't say that. After the scandal, I can't be expected to fight to get her back.
Sparta will see with the eyes of chivalry.
But I don't believe in war.
Have you forgotten the oath pledged of old with Ulysses and Agamemnon? They have sworn if ever the time came to fight and defend the queen.
I didn't think of the Triple Alliance.
Can Sparta ask less of her king?
Let's hear the other side. Perhaps we can arbitrate peace at any price.
Some bargains are too cheap.
But I am a pacifist.
You are Menelaus of Sparta. And Sparta's a nation of soldiers.
I am too proud to fight.
Here, put on your shield.
Oh.
People of Sparta, this calamity has been forced upon us. We are a peaceful people, but thanks to our unparalleled efficiency, the military system of Sparta is the most powerful in all Greece, and we can mobilize in half an hour.
Stop, stop! No, don't!
In the midst of connubial and communal peace, the thunderbolt has fallen on the king. Broken in spirit as he is already on the ground like a battlestone. Oh. Never will we lay down our arms. We and Jupiter! Never until the queen is restored to Menelaus. Never! Even if it takes 10 years! Even now, the king is buckling on his shield.
Please, Analyticus, don't do this!
One hate we have, and one alone. Hate by water and hate by land. Hate of the head and hate of the hand. Hate of Paris and hate of Troy. That has broken the queen for a moment's time. Zeus's thunder will shatter the Trojan throne. We have one hate and one hate alone.
You have ruined everything, Analyticus.
We have one hate and one alone. Troy! Troy! Troy!
Well, Menelaus got more than he bargained for in that deal, didn't he? War is a steep price to pay for getting rid of a wife. Perhaps things haven't changed much since ancient times. We hope you enjoyed this presentation of Helena's Husband, adapted for radio by Brad Buchanan. This show is produced by Darren Helwich. Our players were Melissa Buchanan as Helena, Julia Allison Cassio as Thumu, Darren Helwich was Menelaus, Brad Buchanan as Analyticus, and Ian Buchanan was Paris. This is your narrator, Byron Scott, hoping you'll join us at the same time next week for another relaxing half hour here at the Maplewood Barn Radio Theater.
Well, good evening. This is Darren Helwich. Hope you've been enjoying our Maplewood Barn Community Theater Radio Hour programs that we've been bringing you in the Thinking Out Loud Arts on Friday spots here for the last few weeks. We're going to be doing this for several more weeks and hope that you've enjoyed them a lot. And we'd like to hear from you if you're listening in and having fun with the Maplewood Barn Radio Theater programs. Drop me an email. It's thinking@kbia.org. Thinking as in thinking out loud. thinking@kbia.org. And remember, the other Thinking Out Loud programs are still around. I hope you'll tune in tomorrow morning for Thinking Out Loud Saturday Sports. We will preview Mizzou's game this weekend with Kansas State and talk a little bit more about what's going on with the Mizzou football team. That's tomorrow morning. Then join us next Tuesday for Thinking Out Loud, and we'll be back next Friday with another Maplewood Barn Radio Theater. Have a good weekend.